Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Here to talk about it, Susan Slusser covers the Giants for the San Francisco Chronicle. We talk to her every Wednesday. Susan, I don't think they've won since we last talked to you, is what I was telling Tom earlier.
Yeah, I think you're right, especially with those 2 days off days. This is a bad stretch, you guys. I don't know if you've noticed.
No, I haven't.
I've noticed, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little baffling, right? I mean, these are teams they should be beating. We thought that this was a much better club and one that would at least take care of business against the kind of bottom teams in the National League, and they are just not. That is alarming.
Yeah, there is no doubt about it, Susan. I was just telling Copes that two things jump out to me with this team. The defense stinks, and three guys, Posey was there too, but you can't do anything about Posey, retired. Ruff, Crawford, and Belt were key drivers of that offense last year. They all were middle of the order kind of guys, top of the order, middle of the order guys, and none of them are having close to the year that they had last year. And I just don't see how this team, the defense has to get better, but I don't see how the defense or the offense continues to chug along and has any hope of getting better if, like, at least two out of three of those guys don't get back in a groove somehow. They can't have all three of those guys with OPSs in the 600s and expect to compete.
Absolutely. They needed at least one of the, you know, obviously you're right, Posey's gone, but of those three from last year that all had sort of the career years toward the end of their careers, they needed one of the two to step up and at least approximate somewhat what they did last year, and it's just not even close. You know, injuries are a part of it, but yep, everybody's got injuries. I mean, I think we're all tired of hearing the injury thing. Yeah, this is what happens kind of with older teams, and they started the season with the oldest team in the National League. Injuries and decline. I hate to say it. I think there's more in there for both those guys, Belt and Crawford. I think we are not seeing what they have still. I think that they are better players even now than what they're showing. Ruff, I don't know what's going on. You know, he was hitting into really bad luck early in the season, hitting the ball hard. I think the humidor effect has not helped him. We've seen a lot of balls that have kind of been knocked down. Belt, too. You know, they both seem to be just hitting a lot of fly balls to the warning track here. And is it the baseball? Is it the humidor? Is it something off with their swings? I couldn't really tell you, but we have seen some of that throughout baseball and a lot of times the guys that are sort of more veteran, older players. So, they would like to get more power from both of those guys. But you know what, to me, if you're not hitting the ball out of the park, get on base, you know, hit some line drives.
Yeah.
Put some balls in play, we're not really seeing it. And the number of runners they're stranding and the way they're hitting with runners in scoring position is just abysmal. So they lost the spark when Luis Gonzalez went on the IL, I got to tell you. They need that guy back quickly, and I hope that they figure out a way to do so. But their roster construction at this point, to me, is also not ideal. They got a lot of DHs here. They got a lot of offense-first guys who, frankly, are not producing at the plate either. So what do you do? I don't know.
Yeah. I wish they had more guys like Luis Gonzalez. And like, he's not a star, but he's a ball player. Like, he doesn't get up there trying to separate and lift every single pitch. I mean, he's just trying to get on base and hit the ball hard. And I hate the humidor, to be honest with you. I think every ballpark should play different, but I understand the thought process behind it. Hey, let's get these guys to stop trying to hit home runs every time they're up there and learn how to do they get to play baseball. Well, it's going to take a while. It's not just a 1 year process. So these guys are still in like, hey, let's just lift mode and hit the ball out of the ballpark. And it's not happening anymore. And you see it around baseball. Like, I don't know what the percentage is, Susan, of runs scored via the home run, if it's higher than it has been in years past. But it seems like teams, if they don't hit the home run, they have trouble scoring, and this year more teams are having trouble hitting home runs and more teams are having trouble scoring. And I think the Giants are right there with it, because you look at this team, the way it's constructed, They have a bunch of guys, you know, righties and lefties, guys that are able to hit the ball in the air and hit the ball out of the yard like they did last year. And it's hard to do that this year, so hence you're having trouble scoring.
Yeah, they are so wedded to the platoon thing, and it worked for them so well last year. I mean, the system was beautiful last year. But I think sometimes when you're getting more production from certain guys who are in a platoon than you are from the other half of the platoon, you need to maybe rethink things a little bit. I'm not saying you have to all the time, but, you know, how many times have we seen Jack Peterson come out of games early and then not been available for a big late at bat? Yeah, he is one of the few guys who you cannot say is really, you know, letting the offense down. He's a guy that's come through, and he's going to, you know, probably be an all-star starter. Let's not see him coming out in the third or fourth inning anymore. You know, just make some adjustments. It's easy for me to say, right? I'm not the one running the show, but it's not working. It's not working right now. Maybe that's coincidence.
Yeah.
But they need to do something different. I wouldn't hate seeing them make an early move to bring in a player. You know, sometimes teams do that. That can shake things up. They need a shakeup. They need a boost. They need a lift. They need something. They need something different at this point. It's six in a row. Kapler's not a team meeting kind of guy. He keeps, every time I ask, he says, like, I'm more individual or talk to smaller groups. I've asked a couple players the last couple of days, any player-only meetings and nothing. So, you know, you got to pick your spot, right? Sometimes you can overdo it. And hey, if somebody gets up and makes a speech and it doesn't work, then where are you? So, not always an answer, but I'd like to see something. You know, they keep talking about needing more fire and need some energy. Do that. Figure out a way to do that.
Yeah, I can't keep doing the same thing over and over. And you know, he was manager of the year, but to your point about the you know, guys getting pulled in the third or the fourth inning now, it seemed like last year, and we knew this based on the number of pinch hit home runs, and Darren Ruff was a big part of that, is you never thought about that last year because every time he tapped a guy to come off the bench, it seemed like they came through and got the big hit. And this year, it's not working that way. Talking to Susan Slusser on the UMA guest line, in a season like this where there were expectations coming in, I don't think anybody expected them to do anything like what they did last year. But when you have expectations, when you have that much success, and then you go through the ebbs and flows of a season like this, what can you learn about a coaching staff? What have you learned about Kapler and how the team has handled this type of adversity?
Well, I would say the thing that jumps out is they are very even keel. We saw that last year when things were going great. We see that this year when things are not going so great. They are not going to overreact, and they're obviously not going to change anything. They kind of are with this, you know, this is the way we do things, and we are going to stick with it until it works mode. I think at some point you have to shift gears, but we are not seeing that. I do like the fact that there's no sort of panic, but they're, you know, we're approaching midseason. Yes, there's a lot of time left, but you want to see some sense of urgency, I think. Not panic, but maybe urgency. Like, maybe let's turn on the jets. Let's try something different. You can't just talk about practices and processes and doing things to get more energy. You need to actually do it. We just keep hearing it, but we're not really seeing it. They're not good in one-run games. They're not good against teams they should be beating. They're down a starting pitcher. This is a team that I think could, if they go out and maybe make a significant move, maybe that just helps a little bit. Take, you know, everybody can take a breath and kind of reset. I would like to see something like that, or anything, anything. Team meeting. I don't care. Do something.
Just go out there and have fun. Just have fun.
We're having fun again, Susan. We're back to having fun.
We've had this conversation. We have, baseball is not the fun sport. Basketball is the fun sport. Baseball is the sport of failure.
Just have fun. Have fun. Everything will turn around. It'll be... Let's just like that. You went 10. Well, how'd you win 10 in a row? We just had fun.
We just started having
fun again.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Did they just get lucky last year defensively? Did they just like, the ball found my glove again? This is amazing. I can't believe it.
I don't know.
What happened?
I mean, were the shifts maybe better last year? Was the personnel better? Have guys lost steps around the field? Is the pitching not pitching to the shifts as well? Is it just bad luck? I mean, was last year just magical? It seemed like everything they did worked.
Yeah.
Every front office move, you know, they'd bring a guy in for 3 days from Sacramento and he'd hit 2 game-winning home runs and then go back. I mean,
yeah.
Everything they did last year worked. This year, it's the exact opposite. Everything they do does not work. So I don't, you know, at this point, I couldn't tell you. We wouldn't have expected last year's team, I don't think, to be as good as they were defensively, but they were. I think guys found an extra step. They played better. Was that team in better shape? Certainly, they were younger. I don't know. He talked a little bit, as we know, a month or so ago about guys maybe not being in as good a shape. I think there's some of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you trade, you know, they had Chris Bryant for half a season. You know, and now you got Jock Peterson, essentially, obviously right-handed and left-handed, but you know, it's not as good a fielder. They have a lot of DHs.
Yeah.
You know, and one of them's Tommy La Stella, who I love watching him hit. I really do. He's an elite hitter. But especially after the Achilles surgery, he is not, he was never a defense first guy, and he's just not, his range is not there. And you've already got a couple other guys I would say are DHs. The thing I might suggest is, yeah, you maybe have to eat some money. I think you could probably trade him and have somebody pick up the rest of the money. It's not a ton. He's very useful. He would be great coming off the bench for a contender, with given those elite at-bats. And then you can move, you know, a Peterson Ruff kind of platoon at DH, and you can bring back Luis Gonzalez, because right now they have just too many left-handed bats on the roster, and too many of them aren't really defense first.
The irony of having the DH in both leagues and then having a lineup of all DHs and not scoring runs is the irony is palpable on that one. As far as last night's game goes, the rally that starts in the eighth inning, did Bill James somewhere, like, did he have a like a, did he, did his head explode that Josh Rojas dropped down a bunt to start a rally with 2 strikes? I was like, that's the most non-analytic thing I've ever seen, and it paid off.
I love it. You know what? The Giants have done that once or twice. Now, granted, the time I'm remembering, it was Casale kind of as a, you know, almost protective because he was hurt. But it's one of those, like, if you say, you know, you're down 2 strikes, you're going to make an out. Like, let's give this a try, maybe again on if the shift is on. So I don't hate that necessarily. If people always, like, raise their eyebrows with a 2-strike bunt. But you know what? A good bunter should be able to get down a bunt, even if it's 2 strikes. Might strike out, but you know what? You were down in the count already. And mm-hmm. to get a leadoff runner on board, look what happens. I don't hate it. I really don't. And bunting against the shift, to me, is not when people talk about, like, baseball traditionalists hating the bunt. That doesn't fall in that category for me. You're trying to get on base. That's the whole idea of the game.
Well, it was interesting. I was like, the Giants deserve to win this. They actually successfully laid down a sacrifice bunt last night.
Oh my gosh! I mean, we all just nearly fell out of our chairs. It took a second to register. Like, I'd almost forgotten how to write it down in my scorebook. So, yeah, that was great. That was great to see. That was great to see. Now, you know, today's question is going to be, you know, is Joey Bart back? If not, why? And probably your mean Mercedes. They like the way he's looked at the plate. He walks a couple times. Kapler keeps calling him hitterish, which. You know, he does seem to be, and they're not hitting. But he's not, here again, he's not a defense-first guy, especially if you're talking about catcher. So Austin Wins obviously had some issues last night with the wild pitches. He took that to his credit, completely took the blame on himself. Dominic Leone tried to take all the blame on himself. I mean, a ton of accountability with this team, and we've seen that repeatedly, which that's great. But, yeah, I think Joey Bart might not be a bad call here. And maybe you send out a reliever or something and keep Mercedes if you really feel like he's going to contribute offensively.
Yeah, the funny part about it was FP Santangelo informed me that was the Giants' first sacrifice bunt all year. And I told him, I go, probably move them from a tie for last place in Major League Baseball on sack bunts all the way up to third. With one, with everyone else tied at zero.
We're laughing. You're probably not that far off.
I may not be that far off.
Talking to Susan Slusser on the UMA guest line. Susan, was this? And I didn't think about this till the other day. Is it the first time they've played Arizona this year? July 4th.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
That's super. 3 months in.
Yeah.
Or 2.5,
and
I guess.
And I'm going to San Diego for the first time tomorrow. Now, they were supposed to be there to open the season. Obviously, the lockout changed that, but. It's a strange schedule. I mean, this was actually scheduled that it would be this late in the season. First time since I think they said 2000 that they've played a division foe this late in the season. Nutty. But, you know, they've gotten most of their East Coast trips, except for one series at Detroit. They've gotten all those out of the way. So, I don't know. This is probably, you probably would rather have more trips to Arizona late in the season than trips to, you know, New York or Atlanta or what have you.
What have you learned, if anything, about what Bart did? I know he took some time off before he reported to Sacramento. They wanted to work on hitting the ball. It hasn't been down that long with Casale getting injured, so I don't know how much of it took hold. But what have they said about I'm sure they'll say, hey, we feel good about him. He did good. You know, he made a little more contact. We'll see. What's the prognosis?
Well, I asked Kapler yesterday, and he said not ideal that he's back this early. They would have liked, in a perfect world, they would have kept him down a little bit longer to kind of keep refining things. But look, he was striking out at more than a 50% rate before he went down. He struck out 6 times in 28 at-bats in Sacramento.
Okay.
Certainly better. Now, that's not big league pitching, but it's a step in the right direction. And, you know, the things they've worked on with his swing is essentially, you know, kind of simplify things, which is during the, you know, when you're trying to make changes in the middle of the season, that's really hard. But at least better to do the let's go with a simpler approach than to let's add a lot of, you know, bells and whistles. So we'll see. They need him to catch. And they, you know, the fact that they have a guy who knows their whole staff and can come in July and know the whole staff and the staff will feel comfortable with him, that's a huge plus. So if he is just catching and catching well, honestly, that's what they need right now more than anything. And it's not like they've been getting a lot of offense out of the catching position all year long. So keep a few wild pitches from going to the backstop and late innings. And I think that's a good recipe for them right now.
Before we let you go, Susan, any word on what they're going to do with that fifth spot in the rotation? I was telling Tom, I looked at the 40-man roster the other day, and Sean Jelly's like the last living arm they have down there on the 40-man roster, that could start again.
And unless there's an injury, he can't come back. Yeah, he's, you know, it's probably, you know, maybe a Sam Long kind of bullpen kind of game. I don't know if they try to hurry up Jacob Junis, but my gosh, he is, he's really coming along way better than I think anybody would have anticipated after a grade 2 hamstring strain. So that's good. They don't have any more days off until the break.
Right.
So they're going to have to figure out something. Maybe Junis, that would be really, if he could and come back and be effective, I think that would be ideal, but he's going to need at least a little bit of a rehab assignment. So that's going to be a while. So maybe Sam Long. And, you know, at times Sam Long has looked, you know, really good.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed, a NorCal guy, great attitude. That would be really nice to see. And I think he deserves a shot at it at this point.
And just to let you know, on the way out, I looked it up real quick, that sack bunt. It was Austin Wins, right, against the sack bunt. That first sack bunt of the season for the Giants and for Austin Wins individually, it tied him with 29 other players in baseball for 18th in the National League.
Nice.
18th in the NL. 11 guys have two. Two guys have three. Two guys have four. One guy has six. And then Victor Robles leads the NL with 7 sacrifices.
Wow. 18th.
Wow. Austin Wins climbing those stat, the stat ladder.
Something to shoot for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Chasing down Victor Robles.
I would put an incentive clause in my contract.
September.
Yeah. Go head to head with him. All right, Susan.
Top 10 for 10 grand.
Enjoy Arizona. Enjoy San Diego. I hope next time we talk to you, the Giants, we'll have won a game because it's been a week.
And if not, that's on you.
Well, I think it's on Tom. That would be two teams that Tom follows.
Oh, I'll wear it.
With 14
I'll
games.
I'll wear it. What are you talking about? I follow a team that lost 14
that's
straight.
Yeah. The Giants could get there.
Absolutely.
All right.
I'll wear it all.
We'll talk to you next week, Susan. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Susan.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.